This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, August 20th. In lockstep with the grain market, wheat is lower in Monday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathey.
Wheat doesn't have as many negative points about it, but with corn and beans so much lower, it's bringing that down as well. So it's following the grains all the way down. The futures are really working its way lower, even though managed funds continue to hold and kind of add to some of the short positions, certainly in Minneapolis and in Kansas City wheat. So we've got to watch the entire wheat complex as well. But there are some positives on the horizon just for wheat alone. But with corn and soybeans as low as they are, it may be difficult to show it and keep that market a little bit, you know, moving higher. But right now, all of the markets are lower, kind of quiet today. But we expect there's still going to be a lot of volatility ahead.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 5.25 at 464.5. September corn was down 6 at 365. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day down 15, ranging from 540 to 575. Hard winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 3, ranging from 511.25 to 521.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 0.75 points, ranging from 580.5 to 585.5. Live cattle for August was up 27.5 cents at 115 cents. August feeder cattle were up $1.10 at 135.82.5, and August Class 3 milk was unchanged at 1762.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.